Hi, and welcome to the Shoot From The Heart podcast with me, Diane Bell. If you want to write a script, make a movie, or quite simply live an abundant and creatively fulfilled life, you are in the right place. Each week I'll share with you tips, techniques, and real-world information that will inspire and empower you on your path. Thank you so much for joining me. I am rooting for you all the way. Let's do this. Hello, gorgeous screenwriters, filmmakers, and creative souls, and welcome to episode 104 of the Shoot From The Heart podcast. Today's topic for the podcast is screenwriting competitions. And this is something I do get asked about a lot, about should I enter them? If I've won something, what does it mean? And all these kinds of questions. And in particular, I got an email from one of my people last week, and they said, Diane, I have just placed, I think they won a screenwriting competition. They said, I've just won it. What does this mean? Does this mean I'm guaranteed that my film will get made? And so let's break this down about screenwriting competitions, why you should enter them, what you can expect from them, which ones are worthy of your entry, what you can expect as a comeback from doing them. So screenwriting competitions. There are now how many screenwriting competitions? It's insane. There are millions, it seems to me, of screenwriting competitions, and there seems to be more all the time. And just like festivals, like film festivals, there are good ones, there are great ones, there are ones that are a complete waste of time. And so it's definitely the case that not all screenwriting competitions are created equal. Now, people often ask me, do I need to submit to screenwriting competitions? And the quick answer and the easy answer is no, you don't need to. You don't need to do anything that you don't really want to do. And so it's definitely clear to me that screenwriting competitions can be a helpful way to launch your career, but they're not an essential way to launch your career. And they can be helpful in you selling your script, but they're not necessary in helping you sell your script. And in many cases, they don't really help you sell your script. So although they're nice, you know, it's nice to place high in a screenwriting competition, it's nice to win one, it feels good, it's a validation. There are very few screenwriting competitions that will actually mean that you get some sort of immediate result from it. It just means you have a nice plaudit, you have a nice claim to fame, you have some good bragging rights, but it doesn't necessarily equate to a sale whatsoever. I think it's really important to say this, that you do not need screenwriting competitions in order to succeed as a screenwriter. And I say this because I feel like in today's world, because there are so many screenwriting competitions and they're coming at you all the time when you're an aspiring screenwriter, that you can start to feel like I have to submit to them. Like I have to submit to all these different things. And as anyone will tell you, that will add up, like the adds up and the price. And I think it can also add up in knocking dents in your confidence in your work if you're not getting the results that you want, which can be a bad thing. So do you need them? No, you don't need screenwriting competitions. My own journey, obviously, I started as a screenwriter before this screenwriting competition boom took off. There were a few, but nowhere near like what there are today. And to be clear, I sold my first script in 2005, so early 2000s. There were some screenwriting competitions, but nothing like today. I did submit to the Nichols Award, definitely. And I would still say that that is one well worth submitting to if you have not yet sold a script. But beyond that, I don't think I submitted to any competitions at all. And obviously, I sold my script. And if you look at successful screenwriters across the board, I would say you're going to see a mix. You're going to see some people who submitted competitions and who benefited from them, some people who submitted to competitions and didn't benefit from them, i.e. didn't even place in them, but still went on to have success, and some people who didn't submit in them at all and had success. So there's no rule and there's no like necessary, like you have to do this or you're not going to succeed as a screenwriter. It's just not true. Now, my guide in everything I do is to ask myself, do I feel called to this? Does this thing feel exciting to me? Does it feel like in alignment with me? And so if you are an aspiring screenwriter, a new like entry-level screenwriter starting, like hoping to sell your very first screenplay, and you're looking at competitions and feeling like, okay, which should I go in for? Which ones matter? What do I do? What I would say is, Like, absolutely. Just do a Google search. Best screenwriting competitions 2023. Right? Just look that up. And then read through whatever comes up and see if there's any that get you excited, that you think, oh my God, that sounds so cool. Like, look at what they offer. If you won the screenwriting competition, if you placed in this screenwriting competition, what would you win? And just look at those. And if it's something that feels really exciting to you, if it's something that lights you up, if it's something that gives you the twingles, in my language, those of you know, but that's when you just get that full body like, oh, I want it. That's so exciting to me. If any of them give you that, it's probably a good sign that you should enter it. But if you read it and you're like, well, that's kind of cool, but it doesn't really excite me, it's probably a good sign that you shouldn't enter it. And let's be clear, they all offer very different things. Like, for instance, I mentioned before the Nichols Award, which is one that I entered. I didn't win it, by the way. I'm trying to remember. I should look that up. I don't think I got anywhere in it, like semifinals, quarterfinals. I don't think I got anywhere in it. It's so long ago that I really don't remember. But I should look it up. I'm sure I can find out. I'll do a search through my emails. But, you know, even Nichols, like, I'm like, oh yeah, Nichols is one of the best ones. It's worthy of entering. But if you look at it and you're just like, doesn't really interest me, doesn't really excite me, doesn't feel like me, doesn't feel like my fit, then don't feel like you have to enter it. It's as simple as that. And it's with that, it's like that with all of them. My thing is about screenwriting competitions, take a moment to actually do the research, to read about them before you submit. What are they offering? Questions you should ask. I mean, what do you win if you win it? And is this something that feels exciting or worthy to you? Some of them have decent cash prizes. You might be like, I am all about the cash prize right now. Some of them do have like decent prizes in the sense of meetings with managers, agents, producers. And you're like, I really want that. Like, that would be amazing to me. Some of them, you know, I mean, some of them don't have much at all other than bragging rights. And maybe that's exciting to you. So whatever it is, it's like, do your research, read on them. And as I say, I would just do the most basic Google search. It's like the simplest thing to do. Best screenwriting contest 2023. Read them through. See what excites you. See what makes you go, oh, I would love to win that. That would be amazing. That would move the needle for me. That would be a game changer for me. That would be incredible. And if it feels like that, then enter it. Now, some of the ones that I have heard of that I think are reputable, and as I said, some I think are a complete waste of time and not worthy of your submission fee. The ones that I think definitely do stand out are Nichols, which is organized by the Academy. Yes, the Academy, who do Oscars. So it's pretty legit. And basically that one is given to, I think they award a number of grants every year. So it's like you get $35,000 in order to work on your screenwriting career. So that's like meaningful. For most writers at the early stages of their career, that's a very meaningful and exciting thing. The idea of actually getting a decent amount of money as well as the backing of a major organization is pretty incredible. Obviously, because of that, it's one of the most competitive ones, but why not? If you've got a good screenplay, you're excited about it, and it feels like a screenplay that's got that level of accomplishment, why wouldn't you submit to that? There's Screencraft, which seems to have a lot of different genres, for instance, and that seems like a good one. The Final Draft Big Break Award, which gives you the opportunity to have meetings if you do win it, which seems pretty good. Script Pipeline seems like another one where they claim like a lot of scripts have been produced as a result of that. So that could be a good one. The Austin Film Fest is one that's been around for a while too. They really focus on screenwriters. So that could be a good. Now, this is not a comprehensive list by any stretch. These are just ones that I've heard of, that I know of, that I trust. Now, beyond the actual sort of competitions, there's also screenwriters labs like the Sundance Lab or Film Independent Lab. And these are also really, really good and also give you a lot of oomph behind you. Because let's be clear, the person who wrote to me and said, does this guarantee me getting my film made? No. There are plenty of people who win competitions, a lot of competitions, and still don't get their scripts made. So it's two different things. But what is true is that now you have another thing that gives your script validation when you're reaching out about it. So now when you're sending that query letter to a producer, to a production company, to an agent, to a manager, to open a relationship with them, to hopefully get them interested in your script, you have this other thing that you can say about it. oh, hey, you know, I have this script. It recently won such and such an award. And that gives it obviously some kind of credibility, some validation. It's like, hey, I'm not the only person that thinks this script is great. These other people thought it was pretty great too. And depending on the script competition that you were in, that can be extremely meaningful. Because obviously, if you're saying, I just won the Nichols Award with this, people will pay attention. Definitely more people are going to be interested in reading your script because of that. Does it guarantee that they're going to read it? No. Does it guarantee that they're going to buy it? Definitely no. But does it give it a little bit of an edge? 100%. It's going to help it. So you want to definitely, if you do enter into competitions and you do get placed at all, then you want to be use that. You know, you want to use that as your leverage. And I think it's helpful as well if you get some sort of competition feedback, if you place as a quarterfinalist, a semifinalist, whatever. It just helps as well to build momentum, to build excitement, to build story about your script. Because what tends to happen when we're trying to get a script out there, at first it's like, hey, I've just written this script and it's this new script and it's amazing. But after we've been trying to plug it for a year, we start to feel a little bit like energy low about it. So something new happening, having some new news about it gives us a bit of a spark, both in our energy and how we're presenting it, but also in being able to tell people something new about it and say, hey, this is just one this, this is just one that. And it's showing that it's happening. There's momentum. It's moving forward. There's excitement around it. There's an audience for this. And that's always a good thing. Now, my most important thing about screenwriting competitions in the contemporary world is just don't be tempted to make them your be-all and end-all. And what I mean by this is that it can be very tempting when we are not yet, we don't yet have the traction in our screenwriting careers that we're dreaming of. We're still in the phase of trying to sell that very first script. It can sometimes feel like a sort of powerless place to be. We sometimes feel like we're locked out of some big castle where all the deals are going down and we're an outsider and we need to get in. And that sort of thinking often makes us, like, first of all, pedestalize the people who are in there, and it makes them feel like, you know, they're up there somewhere and we're trying to get there. And these competitions, I think, often sort of like increase that illusion, because it's sort of like, we will provide the gateway, the secret gateway, and you won't be able to get in unless you get the secret gateway into the castle. And the truth of it is, first of all, the castle is an illusion. The castle is an illusion. You can get in touch with people. You can connect with people. You're an artist. They're not higher than you. They're not different than you. Like, you are an artist. And when you just embody your power and know that you can achieve success with or without competitions, you're going to be in such a stronger position than thinking, my God, this is really hard. And maybe this is my only shot. Maybe the only way to get in is through these competitions. If we think of a comparison, many of us will be aware of these talent shows. You know, America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, The Voice, all these things. A funny little secret, my husband loves those shows. I think it's the cutest thing. He's always like watching them, like watching the YouTube clips of them. Like, I'll catch him at his desk and I'm like, what are you watching? And he'll be all teary-eyed and he's like, it's an episode of The Voice, you know? He just loves it. So these things are lovely. But I think they perpetrate that myth too, that say you're a talented singer, it's like the only way you're going to get attention and get some traction is by winning some award like this, by going on a talent competition. But we all know that's not true. There's like many ways to do it. It doesn't have to be a competition. That can be a way. And it goes back into that thing of alignment. I think the most important thing is that you take the actions that feel aligned for you, that feel exciting for you, that feel that generate energy in you, that feel expansive to you, that feel, you know, they give you the twinkles. But not doing things because you feel desperate, not doing things because you feel like that's your only way, not doing things because you think you need to, because you have to, not doing things because everyone's told you you have to, not doing things because it's the done thing. Like, that kind of thinking, when we're entering competitions for any of those reasons, I feel like it's never going to really work anyway. You've got to like flick the switch in your heart, in your soul, to a place of, my screenplay has value. I know the right people are out there. I'm going to get it in their hands one way or another. I don't know the way. Now I'm open to discovering the way. I'm open to trusting my own guidance, trusting my judgment, and getting my screenplay out there. And if that's a competition, fantastic. If that feels aligned and excited to me and I read about it and I go, oh my God, that sounds amazing, great. But if it doesn't feel aligned, I trust that there are other ways. I know that there are other ways. I know that other ways will be shown to me. And I think this is so important because you've got to know that your career is not going to be made nor broken by one competition. And I think this is one of the dangers that I see a lot with my students and people in my world. You know, they enter a competition with very high hopes and very great excitement about it. And then either two things happen. One is they don't get the result that they want and they feel crushed. They're like, oh my God, like I really had that great feeling about that contest and I didn't even make it into the quarterfinals. And now I'm crushed and I'm questioning myself and I'm doubting myself and I'm wondering if maybe it was a big waste of time, me even writing the screenplay, and I feel slightly humiliated because maybe I told my friends and my family I'm entering this competition, I'm so excited, and I'm feeling ashamed now and I feel kind of stupid, like who did I think I was, and maybe I'm deluding myself. And so I see that happen a lot, and I've often seen screenwriters actually just enter like two or three competitions and then give up. Like when they don't get the result that they want from those, they don't win them, they don't get into the semifinals, they quit. They just sort of, they flounder. Sometimes they go back to their script and they change it all and they get depressed because they're like, oh, the script's a mess, and they just give it up. I mean, I think all of us relate to this because probably all of us done this in some way, shape or form, whether it was competitions or somebody else rejecting us. But we've really got to be careful about not giving our power away like that. Because we don't place in one competition does not mean that our script is no good. It doesn't mean that we necessarily have to even go back to the drawing board with it. Sometimes it does. Sometimes there are some flaws in our script that need to be worked on. But oftentimes, it's just that it didn't land with that judge. They had a different taste. They've got a different kind of way of what they were looking for. And it's not that your script was bad. It just wasn't the one that lit them up on that particular day. And so you didn't get placed, but it doesn't mean your script is bad. And I know there's been various screenwriters over the years who have sold scripts, had massive success with scripts, who have said, oh, it's so funny, I didn't even get into the quarterfinals with the script. I didn't even get this far in that script. I got totally rejected from this with this script, and now it's a huge hit. And it always comes back to this, like nobody knows anything. Do not give your power to a bunch of judges that you don't know. Just because they don't go with your script, they don't place it anywhere, they maybe, you know, even worse, come back with some feedback that you don't agree with, don't go there. Do not give your power away to the judges of these competitions. And that goes both ways. It's wonderful if you win. It's wonderful if you place. And it gives you that little bit of wind in your sails. And enjoy it. Celebrate it. But also know that it doesn't actually mean that it'll get made. It's not a guarantee that it will get made. It can help, but it's not a guarantee in almost any competition. If there's a competition that guarantees your movie gets made, jump on that one. And that would be a great competition. All right, so I think that's what I wanted to say about screenwriting competitions. The headline always with this thing, if it feels exciting to you, if it feels expansive to you, if you feel guided to do it, do it. And if you don't feel those things when you look at any competition, don't enter it. You don't need it. Something to be aware of. What you're really trying to get, what you're really trying to make happen on this path is you're trying to get your film on the screen. You're trying to get your script on the screen. You're not really needing to win a bunch of prizes. Well, maybe you are, I don't know. But for most of us as screenwriters, what we really want is to get the script on the screen. And most competitions won't guarantee that happening. So also be wary of making your whole game, I'm going to get it in a competition, I'm going to win a competition, and that's how it's going to end up on the screen. Make sure even as you're entering competitions or looking at a competition strategy, that you have a strategy in place as well for actually sending query letters to producers and production companies, because they are the people who will actually buy your script and get it on the screen. Judges at competitions are not going to buy your script. People in the competition world, they're not buying scripts, right? They're in the competition world. So make sure at the same time as entering competitions and chasing those things, you're also chasing the real prize. And the real prize is getting your script on the screen. All right, guys, I hope this has been helpful. I'm so grateful to you if you've been here live with me today. If you're listening to the podcast, I'm so grateful to you too. Just a quickie before I wrap up. Later this month, I'm going to be doing a live class on the 4 secrets to selling your script. And this is a conversation that I think is always worth having. It's something that I get so many emails and letters about all different things to do with selling your script. So I really want to break it down for you. And this is going to be like 4 basic steps that need to happen in order for you to sell your script. It's going to be very to the point. It's going to be super, super informative, super helpful. So stay tuned for that. The sign up will be and more information will be coming very, very soon. The 4 secrets to selling a script. And obviously one of the secrets is not you have to enter and win competitions because you don't. All right, my loves, hope you're having a great day and I hope to see you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I know you can listen to so many different podcasts, so it really means the world to me that you chose to listen to this. If you've enjoyed this and you've had any value out of this podcast at all, can I ask a little favor? Could you please share it on social media or go to wherever you're listening to it and leave a review so that other people can find it? I really, really appreciate it so much. I love you so much and I can't wait to see you the next one. If you want to get in touch at any point, send me a message, support@dianebell.com, and also check out my website, dianebell.com, and see what I'm up to. Hopefully I'll see you in the social medias. Take care and I'll see you next time.